Lots to get through tonight, but first, I really want to acknowledge just a huge loss to our community this week. So Sean Kennedy from I Killed the Prom Queen and D's Nuts tragically passed away. Look, this news has just absolutely devastated so many people. And I just think it's important to remind anyone out there who might be struggling right now that you're not alone and you can get help. You can call Lifeline absolutely anytime, 24 hours a day, 13 11 14 is the number. And if things are that bad, you can actually go to hospital. You know, you can take yourself to the emergency room. That is something that you can do. You can do it for yourself, or if you've got someone close to you who's in a really bad way, if it's an emergency, you can take them straight to the ER. You know, we all know depression is such an insidious disease, and the stats show that it does also disproportionately affect people in the music industry. So please take care of yourself and look out for each other. Okay, onto some happier news now. Full Tilt Festival is heading to South Australia. Yeah, so after a huge response to both the Brisbane and Melbourne events, Destroy All Lines New Fest is now coming to Adelaide Showground on July 17, and the lineup features North Lane, Hands Like Houses, In Hearts Wake, and loads more. If you went through a big emo phase in high school, then this one's for you. The big news today, Kings of the MySpace era, Short Stack, are making a comeback. Yep, they've signed on with UNFD and they've dropped a brand new song. I bet you're not even going to recognize them. Check this out. This is Burn You Down. I'm just getting started. I just want to burn you down tonight. Just getting started. Yeah, without a doubt, the heaviest song we've ever heard from Short Stack. And I caught up with frontman Sean Dibney, who admits he's always been a huge fan of metalcore.
Because we grew up sort of like in the scene, I guess. So yeah, we always wanted to make a record like this. And yeah, it's really exciting.
And those guys are playing a surprise launch show at Sydney's Crowbar this Thursday night. And I'll be there because Red Hook are on support duties. You. Okay, just a few more quick ones. A new doco about Aussie punk rock legends, the Hard-Ons, is in the works. It's called Hard-Ons, the most Australian band ever, and it's expected to hit our screens sometime in 2022. Australia's biggest extreme sports festival, District X, has announced its music lineup for 2021. Hands Like Houses are on there. Red Hook's playing too. That's happening on Friday, October 29 at the Sydney International Regatta Centre. And metalcore fans have tuned in to Married at First Sight this season to watch Make Them Suffer's Book and Niall marry a total stranger. And look, there have been a lot of feelings. I think it's safe to say Australia loves Booker, as they rightfully should. And I'm a bit embarrassed to admit I did actually tear up during the reception speeches. F*** you, Channel 9. That's it for me tonight. Thanks so much for having me, Higo. All yours.